It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Breau, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off this morning's program with music from Muddy Waters. We're going to go back to 1956. Listen to Muddy along with Walter Horton on blues harp on this track. Little Walter had left the band a few years before, although he was still recording a lot with Muddy Waters. But Walter Horton on this next number, Muddy Waters, here on KRVS with a number called Don't Go No Further.
The market. You need bread. Try the bakery. You need love. Don't go no further. Just come on home to me. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. Somebody. Gonna love me. You need grits, go to the grocers. You need peace, go to the sea. You need love, look for me, baby. And just come on home to me. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody, oh, somebody's gonna love me. But oh. To the bank deal. You need honey, look to the bees. You need love, don't go no further. Just come on home to me. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. I got to love somebody. Somebody's gonna love me. We'll be right back.
played Etta James from her disc Blues to the Bone that came out in 2004 and won her, I guess it was her last Grammy, last of three Grammys. And, of course, her rendition of the old Preston Foster tune, Got My Mojo Working, most people associate it with Muddy Waters, was actually first recorded by Ann Cole. Muddy also recorded a version of it around the same time, and they were both released back in 1957. Ann Cole's version got to number three on the R&B charts. Muddy trailed her a little bit at number seven. Of course, we heard Muddy just before hearing Etta James. Muddy Waters opened up the Blues Box this morning for us here this morning with a number called Don't Go No Further that he recorded back in 1956. I was asked last week by someone, could I go through a Blues Box without playing a Willie Dixon composition? I thought about it, and well, if you're going to play Chicago Blues, you got to play Willie Dixon. The first tune we heard was a Willie Dixon tune. The next one is also this one done by Anson Funderburg and Sam Myers from their disc Change in My Pocket, a number first recorded by Muddy Waters. Here's Anson Funderburg with Sam Myers on blues harp doing the Willie Dixon composition Young Fashioned Ways. Elmore James here on KRVS. Elmore with a number called I See My Baby. James recorded from 1951 up until near his death in 1963, died of a heart condition at the age of 45. But one of the most influential of Chicago blues artists, although he was, of course, originally from Mississippi, but very, very influential as far as his slide style was concerned. Before we heard Elmore James, we heard Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Anson on guitar, of course, Sam Myers on vocals and blues harp. Sam had actually recorded with Elmore James back in 1961 with some recordings that James did in New Orleans. Sam was both a drummer and a blues harp player. We're going to turn next to the band Fleetwood Mac and listen to them do a number that was written by pianist Leroy Carr. And it's a number that they've arranged sort of in the guitar parts or in the style of Elmore James. Fleetwood Mac from June of 1968 here on KRVS with Mean Mistreat Her Mama.
Thank you. to make me feel good because I'm ready.
Was Eric Clapton on guitar and vocal singing and playing on Hubert Sumlin's disc About Them Shoes. It was to be Hubert's last disc. It came out in 2004. Hubert, of course, also on guitar. And Hubert Sumlin, of course, had been invited up to Chicago by Howling Wolf back in 54. And with the exception of playing for a brief period of time with Muddy Waters in 1956, he played with Howling Wolf during Howling Wolf's most of his tenure in Chicago. Sumlin survived Wolf and with great guitarist, very, very influential. And there's an interesting anecdote about Sumlin and Eric Clapton. When Howling Wolf was sent to London back in 1970 for the Howling Wolf London sessions to play with Eric Clapton and others, Chess Records didn't want to send Hubert Sumlin. They didn't want to pay for his trip. And Clapton, according to the story, said, well, if Hubert's not going, neither am I. So it's interesting to see him also performing on Sumlin's disc About Them Shoes. Before hearing Hubert Sumlin and Eric Clapton, we heard Fleetwood Mac from 1968 doing an old Leroy Carr tune called Mean Mistreater. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to a gentleman that played in Hubert Sumlin's band for some period of time, 4 or 5 years. His name is Sean Chambers, and he's originally from Florida, worked with Hubert Sumlin, and now has a disc out that's a tribute to Hubert Sumlin called That's What I'm Talking About. Here's Sean Chambers with his rendition of the Howling Wolf tune Louise. We'll be right back. Once again, Sean Chambers from his brand new disc, That's What I'm Talking About, a tribute to guitarist Hubert Sumlin. And that, again, was a number that that Howling Wolf recorded many years ago, Louise. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now we're going to take a look at some of the music happening around the area. And this evening at Blue Moon Saloon, Jada Wizard and friends. Also tonight, Julian Primo will be at the Hideaway Lounge on Lee Street. Dustin Saunier and the Wanted play Rockin' Bowl. Jill Butler Joyride Band will be at Artmosphere. And also this evening, a Q and the Wrecking Crew will be playing tonight at Pedro's Tacos and Tequila Restaurant. And we have Jimmy Bro Trio playing at Taunt Marie's in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun Jam at Vermilionville starting at 1 p.m. Another Cajun Jam taking place at Taunt Marie's in Bro Bridge starting at 11. It'll be led by Ryan Seymour. And then later in the evening, tomorrow night at Taunt Marie's in Bro Bridge, Christine Balfa and Balfa Toujours. The band Rouge Crew will be at Rockin' Bowl, and also tomorrow the annual Creole Rendezvous will be held at Hyman Park, and things start up around 11 a.m. run to 3 p.m., and music will be performed by Corey Broussard. And Michael Duce and La Chaprise will be at Hideaway Lounge on Saturday night. And Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play at El Paso Mexican Grill restaurant in Youngsville Saturday. And on Sunday, Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band will be playing at Rockin' Bowl. Creole Crayon will be at the Hideaway on Lee Street. Also on Sunday, Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys play Sunday afternoon at the Feed and Seed. And Jamie Berzos and Cajun Tradition will be at Vermilionville in Lafayette for the Bal de Dimanche Sunday afternoon. Well, we just heard Sean Chambers doing a Howling Wolf tune called Louise. We're going to turn to Howling Wolf next. And appropriately enough, he has Hubert Sumlin on guitar in this next track. We're going to go back to June of 1960 and listen to Howling Wolf do a number that is written by, guess who, Willie Dixon. Dixon wrote this version of Spoonful, sort of based on some of the earlier versions, Charlie Patton and some of the other artists had, of course, recorded this back in the late 20s and early 30s. And again, Howling Wolf here on KRVS with his Spoonful.
Another man, a man lies about
Carol Fran here on KRVS, along with her late husband, Clarence Holloman. And that was a reprise of a number that she recorded back in, I think it was 57, and was a regional Gulf Coast hit. Carol Fran, originally from Lafayette, and a pianist and fine vocalist, and put out over the years some great, great blues and R&B. This track recorded in Austin, Texas for, Blacktop Records back in, this one was done back in 1989. Before that, we heard Howling Wolf from 1960 doing A Spoonful. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to another lady that has somewhat of a Lafayette connection, at least some of us like to think so, and also records mostly out of Austin, Texas. We're talking about Marcia Ball. We're going to turn to her latest disc. It's still Shine Bright, that came out in 2018. Some of the tracks recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana, and featuring some fine Louisiana musicians, Roddy Romero, also Eric Adcock, Yvette Landry, Lee Alanzino, and others. Here's Marcia Ball with a number called Take a Little Louisiana.
Take a little Louisiana with you.
Samantha Fish and Friends from her disc Belle of the West that came out in 2017. That, of course, was a number called Poor Black Maddie. And the disc was recorded at Luther Dickinson's Zebra Ranch Studio in Independence, Mississippi. And, of course, Samantha's originally from Kansas City, Missouri. Before hearing Samantha Fish, we heard Marcia Ball from her disc Shine Bright. Marcia doing a number called Take a Little Louisiana, which was recorded at Dockside Studios in Maurice, Louisiana, and again featured some great Acadiana talent, Bette Landry, Roddy Romero, Eric Adcock, and Lee Alanzino, and others. And that last tune we just heard was an old R.L. Burnside tune. Burnside, of course, from Holly Springs, Mississippi, and a proponent of the North Delta, Mississippi style of blues, hill country blues, some years back. Here is R.L. Burnside, recorded in October of 1990 at his home, doing a number called Jumper on the Line. R.L. Burnside here on KRVS. Thank you.
see my jumper, Lord, hanging out on the line. See my jumper, Lord, hanging out on the line. Know about that, something on my mind.
I'm gonna go see a gypsy, baby. Trade my heart for a lucky hand. I'm gonna go see a gypsy, baby. Trade my heart for a lucky hand. The way I've been living, show it hard on a man. Hit the river was a wishing well, and a penny was the sun, yeah. The river was a wishing well, yeah. And a penny was the sun. I throw it on down, boy, with these hard times never be gone. If the winds start to rise, I'm gonna sail on out your town. if the wind start to rise. I'm gonna sail on out your town. Say you was my best friend, babe. Now you're trying to put me down. Mama always told me, watch your fair weather friend, yeah. You know, Mama always told me, son, watch your fair weather friend. The one that said they love you, be the one do you in.
From 1996, that was Alvin Youngblood Hart on guitar and vocals with a number called Fair Weather Friends. He was preceded by the late R.L. Burnside, whom we heard from 1990. R.L. did a number for us called A Jumper on the Line. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. We are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and KRVS is also a member-supported public radio. We'd like to thank those of you out there who keep us on the air with your contributions. And if you're not a member, we hope you'll become one. You can do so by going to krvs.org, hit the donate button, and help us out. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06 with some Robert Cray. But to take us on up to the top of the hour, to news time, Paul Osher on blues harp. From a disc called Alone with the Blues, Osher worked with the Muddy Waters Band from 67 to 72. Here he is with a piece called Walkin' again to take us on up to news time.
Thank you. support for KRVS comes from LUS Fiber, recently awarded a $3.1 million grant for the expansion of 100% all-fiber broadband into rural Acadiana. The grant will fund the expansion of LUS Fiber's network into portions of Lafayette, St. Martin, and Iberia parishes. For more information on how you can get fiber into your home or business, visit lusfiber.com.